hugs, house prices and healthy homes. All coming together in the house in various ways. Hugs, in John Key's answer to this question from the New Zealand First Party's housing spokesman, Dennis O'Rourke.
What advice would the Prime Minister give to many grandparents and parents who own their own homes when asked by their grandchildren or children why it is that they cannot realistically expect to become homeowners themselves, especially if they live in Auckland?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, the first thing I would say to those grandparents is, isn't it lovely that under a National-led government they can give their grandkids a hug in New Zealand where they're now living, as opposed to overseas when New Zealand First was last in government?
Mr Key's belief that stay-at-home Kiwis were behind higher house prices was questioned by Greens co-leader Matiria Ture.
Is the Prime Minister seriously telling New Zealand families that it's perfectly fine to give their grandchildren a hug and then send them back out to their cars to sleep because homelessness has become such a serious issue in this country? Is that what he's saying to New Zealanders now?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no. But what I am saying, Mr Speaker, is that what you've seen in the last period of time in New Zealand is a significant number of New Zealanders returning and a significant number of New Zealanders choosing not to go.
Then another factor in housing demand raised by Labor's immigration spokesman, Ian Lees-Galloway, speaking in the first Wednesday general debate for over a month.
Mr Speaker, last night, 3 News ran a poll showing that 60% of New Zealanders think we need better control over our immigration system. The Reserve Bank Deputy Governor Grant Spencer said we cannot ignore that 160,000 net inflow of permanent and long-term migrants over the last 3 years has generated an unprecedented increase in the population and a significant boost to housing demand.
Labor's Palmerston North MP Ian Lees-Galloway speaking in the general debate, in which the government's team was led by Justice Minister Amy Adams.
And isn't it nice to see my colleagues coming back in such a happy, positive, ambitious for New Zealand frame of mind? And what a contrast it provides to the nasty, bickering, angry, aggression and no hope negativity we see from the opposition.
Justice Minister Amy Adams in the general debate, which followed question time with an extra question, not for a minister, but for an MP in charge of a members' bill. In this case, no ordinary MP, but the Leader of the Opposition, Andrew Little, who faced this question from his housing spokesman, Phil Twyford.
Speaker, my question is to the member in charge of the Healthy Homes Guarantee Bill number 2. How does this bill differ from the current law?
Good question. Andrew Little.
Mr Speaker, the current law propagated by the present government applies only a standard for insulation at the 1978 standard and requires the installation of smoke alarms. My bill requires there to be a source of heating, requires weather tightness, requires the house to be able to be ventilated, and a minimum standard on drainage.
Mr Little's bill is now with the Government Administration Committee, which, as Rhys Lyon reports, had earlier heard submissions on it, including one from Students Association President Lindsay Higgins, who welcomed its introduction of minimum health standards for rental properties.
We are of the opinion that the provision of housing is a service, and there are other services in our society where if people provide that service that makes them sick, that's completely unacceptable.
The Healthy Homes Guarantee Bill number 2 was also welcomed by UNICEF Executive Director Vivian Maderborn, who suggested including in the bill principles about the best interests of children.
So that when a family finish up in the tenancy tribunal, decisions are made on what's the best interests of the child in this case.
Ms Maderborn also called for clearer standards for rental properties.
We need to not have long legal arguments over what does clean air, what does well ventilated, what does heating, what do these things mean? Rather, they should be explicit standards.
And that view was echoed by Wellington Renters United representative Robert Whittaker.
This bill is obviously a great opportunity to raise the quality of housing in New Zealand to something approaching that which we'd expect in any developed country, actually. And we sincerely hope Parliament takes that opportunity to raise the quality.
Wellington Renters United representative Robert Whittaker with that submission on the Healthy Homes Guarantee Bill number 2 in the name of Labour leader Andrew Little.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.